You're listening to SBS News.
Regardless of the result in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, an angry backlash is expected. The referendum offers Macedonia membership to both the European Union and NATO if the country changes its name to the Republic of North Macedonia. The vote came after a controversial deal with Greece, which claims the name Macedonia belongs to a region in its country. But the result will only be valid if voter turnout exceeds 50%, which has sparked a boycott stretching all the way to Australia. Ordan Andrevski from the United Macedonian Diaspora for Australia explains why.
Because of the way it's structured, it doesn't allow the community or the citizens to basically reject the agreement but still accept NATO and the European Union if that's what they want to do.
Vice President of Western Australia's Macedonian community, Chris Angelkov, has dubbed the process an illegal vote.
There's not a lot we can do, but we will be totally disgusted and revolted if this referendum were to succeed. The referendum is couched in such manipulative terms that perhaps some people might be coaxed into voting yes for the wrong reasons. We don't want to be some kind of second-class citizen that's forced to take on a name that we don't respect and which basically degrades us.
Greeks oppose any use of the name Macedonia, insisting it belongs solely to a northern province in Greece. But a polarised parliament agreed to a compromise. Melbourne-based Macedonian activist Dr. Chris Popov has called the referendum a step too far.
The question being put is very manipulative. It's anti-Macedonian, it's anti-constitutional. We become subject to even further pressure to deny our identity and to dance to the Greek tune.
Canberra mother of two, Biljana Petrova, is voting in favour of the name change and is one of the few willing to talk about it publicly.
It's been like a difficult pill to swallow. However, I believe that it will resolve the tensions and it will, by resolving those tensions, it will allow Macedonia to become a part of the European community.
Many of the 100,000 Macedonians who live in Australia are ineligible to vote. Of those who are, just over 200 have registered to cast the ballot. Omar Dabaj, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.